Many people have a desire to enter the world of investing, whether it be through real estate, stocks, or entrepreneurship. However, people often face self-doubt, a limited belief system, or simply a lack of knowledge to put behind their ambition. It's easier than you think to overcome these obstacles if you know exactly what's holding you back. Partner with Andre to forge new neurological pathways that unlock breakthrough strategies for income generation, reshape your belief systems, and construct your desired life. With over 15 years of experience in finance and a decade devoted to teaching wealth preservation, these achievements are no mere coincidence. One thing is clear, if others have done it, you can too. Start your complimentary action plan today at www.andrestewartauthor.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. If you've been searching for ways to break free from the 9-to-5 grind, scale or start your own business, generate passive income, or gain insights from others who have achieved their desired lifestyle, get ready. Prepare to be inspired as we provide you with invaluable tips, resources, and firsthand experiences from Andre and other industry experts who have accomplished remarkable things in their respective fields. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast, your roadmap to success. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Mindset Mondays. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And have you been accused of being selfish? Like, have you been in relationships where someone accused you of being selfish or like coming down on you for success in or trying to be successful in your career? Or are you an entrepreneur and someone's like, okay, well, you're choosing to be successful over validation from being with your friends, your family, and things like that. So we're going to talk about the difference between, are you really selfish or are you disciplined? And that's what I'm going to talk about today, because a lot of times what I'm seeing, and I was an employee at one point in time, and now I'm an entrepreneur for like the last several years. And even with fitness, I work out a lot. And then, you know, I have friends that come down on women who are in shape. And I know women that talk about guys that are in shape. And so there's this, you know, narrative that like people are narcissistic. Well, that's a bad term because that's a whole nother level. But people are conceited or arrogant, or they feel a certain type of way because they look good. And they're selfish because they always want to go to the gym, or they're selfish because they're always working and they don't want to do this and they don't want to spend time. A lot of that stuff is basically a sacrifice, right? So if you have your girl or your boyfriend talking about like, you never spend time with me, or you never do this, or you never do that. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a very lonely path, because in the first 2 or 3 years, they're very pivotal in you being successful. So you got to dedicate a lot of energy towards that. And it's no different than when you're starting out in a career and you're trying to say become a manager or become a regional manager. All of these things take a lot of sacrifice and time and support. And so it's not really being selfish, in my opinion, right? You can say the same thing. So if it's a person who has never reached a certain level, if you're trying to peak at anything, whether it be in great physical condition, right? At this point in time right now, I'm dropping from like 20% body fat. Now I'm down to 14 and I'm trying to get to 12. The amount of time that I have to spend doing that, the amount of dedication, the amount of mental fatigue that goes into that is a lot. And I'm not doing that for myself to be like, I think I'm fine. Like, I think 15% is an ideal body fat, but I think the lower you get, it's good for your health, right? 12 to 15% body fat is good for just longevity purposes and performance anyway, things like that. So it's like, I'm doing this, but what I have figured out on this journey, it's a huge sacrifice to try to get to that level, right? And so the people that have done this or that are into fitness, they know the amount of time that goes into trying to get to this level, to trying to get fit. If you're out of shape, it takes a lot. You can't go to the gym once a week. So if you're with someone and you've gone to the doctor and you find out your cholesterol is high, or you're teething on the line of type 2 diabetes, or all of these different things, the older you get, the more you have to focus on your health. It's sometimes like, oh, this dude's always in the gym, or this girl's always in the gym. Who is benefiting from you going to the gym? If you're with someone and they're in shape and they look good, you benefit from that, from the energy level that they have, the longevity that they have. They're going to be around, right? So is that person necessarily selfish? Like, it's hard as hell to go to the gym and walk to the gym, or go to the gym and spend an hour and 20 minutes or an hour in there to be sore for 2 days or whatever that goes along with the gym, right? But the person that got that information from a doctor that he has high cholesterol, he has to go on Lipitor, or he is going to be getting close to having diabetes in the next couple of weeks if he doesn't fix his diet. The people that take that information and they take it to the extreme and they start going to the gym and going crazy, that's not necessarily selfish, right? So there are some people that are narcissistic that go to the gym. I keep saying that word. I don't want to say narcissistic, but there are people that do like to go to the gym and do go to work out that are looking for some kind of, you can, I guess, say vanity. But at the same time, whoever they are with is going to benefit from that. Unless they're like a, you know, jerk and they're just like, oh, look at me, look at me. That's something different. Then that can be considered selfish. And we'll address that in a minute. Because if you want to be selfish, that's a whole nother conversation. But if that person is going to the gym and they're trying to go get fit for whatever reason, when you're in shape, when you're healthy, when you're living a healthy lifestyle, that just gives you longer to be on this earth, to have the energy. If you have kids, to go to the park with them, to go to work or have a business and be able to do all of that stuff, go take care of your family and things like that. If you are not in shape or you're not healthy, then you're having a hard time breathing. It just comes with a host of problems. So for me, in my case, I'm just trying to get down to 12% body fat as a goal of something that I want to achieve. The people that are around me that will benefit from that, not the point of me having 12% body fat, that doesn't really matter. But as far as me being in shape, and I tore my Achilles almost a year and a half ago, a year and like 2 months, right? So I had to get back in shape for that. I tore my right Achilles maybe like 9 years ago. I don't want to keep getting injured. So I spend a lot of time in the gym. I'm 40 now. So there's a lot of things that come along with that. Like you want to get like you got to pay more attention. You can't go and eat a pizza or a cheeseburger. That's going to stick to you like 2 or 3 days. So if you skip some gym time in between that time frame, then you can see how it's going to cascade. So like my point in saying the part about fitness is because a lot of people are talking about fitness is going around. You got these people on Instagram and doing all these different things. And people are trying to be like, oh, this person's so conceited. They're doing all this. They're always at the gym. Yeah, they're doing that for a host of different reasons, right? They want to be in shape, but who knows what that particular person's reason is for doing it. Mine is because my cholesterol is super high, right? And then I'm trying to recover from a torn Achilles and I don't want to get injured again. I want to go back to playing basketball. But if someone from the outside looking in would see that, they'd be like, this dude's at the gym all the time. He's always in there. They don't know my story. And so I want to bring that up about fitness because that's a big thing. And, you know, people are into fitness more now than ever and all these different channels on YouTube. But to go back and to bring it in for people in careers and entrepreneurs, that's a whole nother level. Being an entrepreneur is probably one of the loneliest things a person can do for the first couple of years, right? And if you have a business that's serving the community or if you have a business, most businesses are services to other people. So if you have someone you're in a relationship that is dedicating their time to making sure this business grows and be successful, most businesses fail within the first 5 years. So you can't really come down on somebody that you're in a relationship with. If they were an entrepreneur before they met you, that's what they're going to do. Like you knew that when you got with them, that's not going to change, right? If they started that business when they were with you and they had a career, then you got to be able to deal with that transition if that's what they want to do or go find someone else. But it's very lonely because it takes a lot of sacrifice. You can't just half-ass starting a business because it won't work out. Most businesses fail, like I said, within the first 5 years. So you got to dive in. You got to tackle it. If someone was a business owner and they were making some revenue per se, and I'm just going to use mine for an example. I can't speak to everybody else. But in my situation, I could stop right now. If I wanted to be selfish, I can just move to another country that has a lower cost of living. Let's say Colombia. I love Colombia. I can move to Colombia right now and never work a day in my life. I can move to Portugal anywhere. People know I'm a lender. I can just focus on lending and go, or I can do fix and flips. I can do 2 flips a year, go to Colombia and never work. If I had my choice in being selfish, I would play 2K. I would play Madden. I would eat pizza. I would eat hamburgers. And I would probably try to find somewhere to go play basketball and then go to the gym sometimes, right? I wouldn't care. Like that's what I would love to do if I could do it. I wouldn't be creating content. I wouldn't have a podcast. I wouldn't be doing a YouTube video. I wouldn't be doing any of those things if I was truly trying to be selfish, right? And so you get people, and if you don't talk about, I never talk about what I'm doing. If anyone meets me, I never talk about what I'm doing for people or clients or anybody that I've helped. You have to hear it on a podcast. And even then, I don't really bring it up. But if I've written 2 books, I have a top performing podcast, that's all for someone else. I cannot do any of that and be perfectly fine, right? But you always hear me talk about my purpose. That's what my purpose is. Like, I know that's what it is. And so I would feel bad, or I would feel like I'm not accomplishing what I was set out to do in life if I chose to be selfish.
Ever wished you had the opportunity to buy a stock like Facebook, Amazon, or Netflix before it went public, or was able to get shares in companies like VC firms and angel investors? Well, here's your chance. Go to investfar.com/invest and reserve a position. For the next 1 to 3 months, InvestFAR is allowed a limited number of low-cost shares be available for friends, family, and its community per SEC regulations before it goes public. Imagine being able to 1,000x or 10,000x your investment, like the top 5%. With exclusive opportunities such as this, positions are limited and the window of time is short. Don't miss your chance. That's INV, as in Victor, ESTFAR.com/invest.
But if you have someone who did do this, who did sacrifice for 10 or 15 years, and now they're to the point of where they can do whatever they want to do, yeah, man, they sacrificed for a long time to get to the level of where they can kind of be selfish. I'm not saying it's fine, but I'm saying if someone did that, I don't know that many business owners, in my opinion, who are selfish. A lot of times when you meet a business owner who had to grind to get to the next level, they want to take that information and they want to give it to other people. They want people to be successful. That's from my experience. I have never met anyone who was successful who was like, nah, get away from me. Don't talk to me. I don't want to tell you anything. Most people are the exact opposite of that. If you look at, even on a grand scale, if you look at someone like Jeff Bezos, this man is worth like $175 billion, but he still continues to be on the board at Amazon. Like, he can be like, you know what? I'm out. I'm done. He's made enough money. Facebook, Elon Musk, all these people have made enough money to walk away from the game and just go do whatever they want. But why are they choosing to stick around, right? If they were trying to be selfish, that's what they would do. A lot of times, people that are entrepreneurs are selfless individuals because they're trying to create a product or service that's going to service other people. Obviously, in turn, for that sacrifice, they're going to have a big payoff for the amount of work that they're doing, which makes sense. With greater responsibilities or greater risk comes greater reward. So they should make that money. And if a person is in a career, if you started out, and I like banking, I was a banker first. So if you started out as a teller and then you made your way to a personal banker and then you made your way to a, you know, business banker and then you made your way to a regional manager, or if you got, if you climb those levels, it's extremely hard to do that. You should be rewarded for that. You should get a reward for being able to stick it out, or if you stayed at a company for a certain amount of years. So only thing that I'm saying is, if a person has never tried to peak and they see someone, or they're in a relationship with someone that is trying to peak, or they are on their way to the top in peaking, they're going to consider that person selfish. If a person is out of shape and they're trying to get in shape and they're spending a lot of time in the gym and that significant other is not the same and they don't care about working out, they're looking at this person like they are being selfish. And all, you know, honestly, they're not being selfish. That woman or that man is going to benefit greatly because of the sacrifice this person is making, right? That person, that whether it be that career, if they're in a relationship with somebody, if they tough it out, that person that they're in a relationship is going to benefit greatly once this person is able to walk away and relax from being at the peak of their career or getting that business to the point of where it's on autopilot. They're going to make a lot of money, right? And who are they going to take with them when they go on trips? Who are they going to buy things for? Who are they going to do things for? They're not going to get the money once they've made it to that top from being selfish and just spend it on themselves. They're going to spend it on the people that they're friends with. They're going to spend it on their relationship. They're going to spend it on their family. So when someone is accusing you of being selfish, don't listen to it. You are making sacrifices for their greater good. They just can't see it yet. So it's up to you to figure out how to navigate if you want to deal with that, or if you even want to be understanding of it and be like, she just don't get it, or he just don't get it. If you ask that person what they're doing it for, they're going to be able to tell you. And I'm almost positive everybody that I know, everyone, not one, every single person that I know, whether they have a career or they have a business, they are doing it for the person that they're in a relationship with or their family. Of course, that person is going to benefit. Obviously, they're going to benefit because they're the one doing it. But at the end of the day, you can only spend so much money, right? You can only take so much money to the grave with you. Like, that's just kind of what it is. So, like, don't feel bad when people are trying to come at you for being selfish, right? When you're trying to make yourself better, or when you're trying to peak, or when you have goals. The only time that would probably come up is a person that you're dealing with doesn't have those type of goals. And that's when you got to be like, you know what? We're on a different path, right? You don't see what I'm trying to do. You don't see what I'm trying to do as if it's for you. You just see it as something that I'm doing. And if you're one of those people like me who don't brag about the stuff that you're doing, it's even worse, because people just see you sitting behind a computer or creating content or writing books or doing stuff like that so you can be, you know, or get the validation that they feel like you might need, or oh, this person's doing this because they want to get famous. Or no, man, like, that ain't even it. Anybody that's creating content to give someone, especially if it's like a self-help type of situation or even courses or anything like that, that person is 100% doing that because they're trying to pay it forward, because they know how hard it was, how hard it is to continuously do that. And if you don't know the steps to get from A to B, it's going to be even harder. So when, like me, I've created courses, I do all the stuff that I do because I know how hard it is to get from, you know, coming from the hood or coming from poverty to get to the next level, to even get to the middle level. Like, it's extremely hard. And to surpass that and to peak is even harder. So if you can get someone and get courses or listen to podcasts, or someone's out there that's done it, choosing to provide that information, I don't think they should be like, oh, this person's selfish, or they're just all about themselves, because that's not really what it is in the grand scheme of things. Because most of the time, if a person's making $10,000 to $15,000 a month, they're good, right? They can chill. They can go anywhere in the world and kind of live if they want to live a decent lifestyle, right? That's pretty good. So if they're making $10,000 or $15,000 a month and they still want to continue to produce content and do other things, obviously, they're going to make money from it, but they're also doing it to help other people out. So, like I was saying, decide on which one you are. And if you are selfish, it's okay to be selfish, man. Like, you only got one life to live. If you choose to be selfish, if that's part of your handbook, and I talk about this a lot, I don't know if I've ever mentioned it on a podcast. Every person that lives has their own handbook to life, whether that came from them going to therapy and taking some of their experiences and reframing it, or it's just from how they were brought up. They have their own handbook. Anybody in a relationship has their own handbook. So you're going to see life different. If a person has gone through whatever they've gone through and they've reached the point in life where they want to be selfish, let them be selfish. They can do what they want to do. You don't have to be in a relationship with them. You don't have to be in a relationship, period, right? It's not like you have to do what society tells you to do. That's society. You don't got to be in to do the social norms. Like, that could be the norm in the Western culture. You can go to Costa Rica or somewhere else and it could be a completely different culture. So go where you're treated best. But if you want to be selfish and you put in the work to get to the level of where you can be selfish, man, do it by all means. But just know that the things that come along with being selfish, you might not like that. You might lose friends, or you might lose a relationship. You might lose a host of different things, right? But just know that if you want to be selfish, man, it's your life. It's your prerogative. Do what you want to do. But at the end of the day, guys, be able to determine if you are being selfish or if you're just being disciplined. And the person that you're in a relationship with, explain that to them. Be like, look, babe, I'm not being selfish. I'm being disciplined because this is what you got to do to get to that next level. And I apologize. And hopefully you can deal with this while I'm going through this journey, or this pathway to becoming a better person, whatever facet that is. They got to either be cool with it or they don't have to be. And then you got to make a decision on what makes sense for you. Because at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do for yourself. Because at the end of the day, I always say, you going in the ground by yourself, right? So you got to live life on those terms, on your terms. And then on the way, be nice to people. Help them out. Take care of them if you have the resources and the means to do so. But at the end of the day, you got to be well so everybody around you as well. So hopefully this made you guys understand the difference between selfish and disciplined. Because at the end of the day, the people that are disciplined are actually the most selfless. See you guys on the next episode. Take care.